with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Willie Nelson walked off stage Saturday night, one song into his show, and he called it quits. Apparently having some breathing problems, and he was coughing on stage. This was Saturday night in San Diego.
Now, this isn't the first time, is it?
Well, he had the problem when he was at altitude.
Oh, okay.
And he said that that was just an altitude situation, and then, you know, he came back down to sea level, and he was fine. But he was playing his Whiskey River song, his opener, and he stopped after that first song. Fans say he was coughing and having difficulty breathing. Willie's publicist said it's a bad cold or the flu. They say he's recovering at his home in Texas, and he's canceled out on some other dates, but he is supposed to return next month for a concert in Macon, Georgia.
It was great seeing Willie in concert. You forget how many wonderful songs he wrote.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's 84 years old.
Great
in concert.
It's great
that he's still going out there and doing it. James Franco popped up on the Stephen Colbert show last night. Franco was accused of sexual harassment by a few women after he won a Golden Globe Sunday night. Incidents that have occurred in the last 5 to 10 years. Actress Ally Sheedy got the ball rolling on Twitter with a vague tweet about Franco's behavior. And then you had some other actresses who were a little more descriptive about what happened with their involvements with James Franco. Well, last night on the Colbert Show, Franco said the accusations aren't accurate.
In my life, I pride myself on taking responsibility for things that I've done. I have to do that to maintain my well-being. I do it whenever I know that there's something wrong or needs to be changed. I make it a point to do it. The things that I heard that were on Twitter are not accurate.
All right. Now, he says, as with regard to Ally Sheedy, he says, I have no idea what I did to Ally Sheedy. I had nothing but a great time with her when they worked together on a project a couple years ago. He said they had fun working together. Okay. And now I think we're going to help some people out here, because I know there's a lot of people who go to that Gwyneth Paltrow site, and she tells you how to live your life. And every once in a great while, she's wrong about her advice.
Crazy.
The most recent one is the coffee enema. So
the jade egg that you were supposed to put in the most private of parts. That didn't work. What else? They had the $200 smoothie and now the coffee enema.
Yes. Her website touts a $135 implant-o-rama is what it's called, a device used to give oneself a coffee enema at home, so you can supercharge your detox with
Mr.
this
coffee.
Implant-o-rama. This is being debunked now. Says one member of the National Institutes of Health, there isn't any convincing evidence that detox or cleansing programs actually remove toxins from your body or improve your health. It may have side effects, some of which can be serious. The implant-o-rama on the website claims that the coffee enemas can mean relief from depression, confusion, general nervous tension, and many allergy-related symptoms. So you may have been taking Allegra.
Yeah.
For your allergy problems, you may have been taking some other stuff, a nasal spray or whatever. Well, no.
You should have gone Folgers.
Gwyneth Paltrow says, yeah, you need to pack some Folgers back
there. Get some Sanka up in there.
Yeah.
You want to clear that out. Usually,
you're on the wrong end.
Usually coffee does that for me. I just do it the old-fashioned way. You put it up top.
Yeah.
Clears everything out eventually.
Harvard Medical School is calling this detoxing a dubious practice.
And what part of the store do you go to get that coffee maker attachment at?
Like fasting, it carries a number of risks. Some experts specifically warn against using coffee as the stimulant in an enema, pointing to a lack of research on its potential effects. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your... All right, apparently don't do that. So that's another one that Gwyneth Paltrow got wrong. That's it. That's the trash.